The pilot of the ship that hit the San Francisco Bay Bridge last month has been charged with serious misconduct. That accident spilled 58,000 gallons of oil. Now the State Board of Pilot Commissioners says Captain John Cota should have questioned whether it was safe for his freighter to proceed, given the weather. Here's NPR's John McChesney.
The prevailing conditions were heavy fog, and according to Cota's own account, a faulty radar and an electronic chart he had difficulty reading. The board said that Cota was proceeding at a speed that was excessive for the circumstances, that he failed to take advantage of a tugboat escort, and that he failed to seek guidance from the Coast Guard's Vessel Traffic Service. The ship struck the bridge support at nearly 11 knots, opening a 200-foot gash in the fuel tank. The commission alleges that Cota ordered full speed ahead when he couldn't tell where he was. Patrick Maloney, executive director of the Pilots Commission, says the allegations are very serious, but Cota is not the only one who may be charged.
There's multiple layers of investigations going on.
One is being conducted by the National Transportation Safety Board. That investigation, which may take a year to complete, could implicate the ship's Chinese crew and the shipping company, Regal Stone Limited, headquartered in Hong Kong. The spill of toxic bunker fuel from the ship fouled miles of beachfront and killed hundreds of seabirds in the San Francisco Bay Area. The spill has sparked calls for revamping the Bay Area's response to similar events in the future. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.